This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is our annual Back to School series, talking to area school district superintendents and other education officials. Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District on. Thanks for being here today.
Good afternoon, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So how has the school year gone so far in Sutherland?
It's been pretty good, Kyle. We actually are starting our third week. We started before Labor Day with 4 days just prior to the holiday. And so we are in week three and things are smoothing out. So yeah, it's gone pretty well.
And how's enrollment looking so far compared to last year?
We don't have a really good look yet, but so far it does appear that we're down a little. We have a couple of small classes. Our kindergarten class was smaller this year than average, probably down about 25 students over what we were this time last year. And I think most of that can be reflected in a small kindergarten class. But other numbers are holding steady.
So how many staff did you have to hire in terms of both teaching and support positions?
Wow. We hired 12 new teachers this year. At least one of them was a new position. So really 11 from turnover. We've had a lot of turnover with classified positions. I don't have a number for you with that, but we currently have most of those positions filled now. So all of our teaching positions were filled fairly early, and again, we're still working on a couple for the classified, in particular, instructional assistants. We were actually had a good summer, and for the first time in probably 3 years, we have all of our bus driving positions filled, and that's kind of nice at this point. So it's been an interesting spring and summer for hiring, but we're just about full now.
It's got to be a bit of a stressor, though, to have some of those support positions, some of those IA positions still open, and try to navigate around that gap as you begin the school year.
Yes, it can be. And you know, I think every district is seeing that at this particular point in time. And sometimes we're having, you know, late summer resignations as people are a little more mobile than they used to be. And so, yeah, it's pretty stressful. But for the most part, our administrators know what to do. And the rest of our staff just kick in and make things work. So, yeah, it's a little stressful. But again, we make it happen.
So was the turnover, was it more or less than normal?
I would say this year was a little less. I'm not sure exactly why that is the case, but just a little less than average. I know that over the last probably 4 years, it's been increasing, and this year I think we probably had a few less than we did the year before.
And any new kind of key hires to begin the school year?
Yeah, actually, we had a retirement from our student service director, Debbie Foley, and we replaced Debbie with Becky Lupton, who was our principal at East Primary. So she's moved to the district office. And in that position, we hired Raina Pike, who had been working for the ESD. So she is now the principal at East Primary. And then we had a late change in our middle school. And so Janelle Sorensen, who is still working partially as a director of school improvement, she took the middle school principal position on a one-year interim. So those were pretty key hires at that point. And we feel pretty good about, you know, the moves that have been made and the people we've put into those positions.
Any new programs in the district this fall?
Not a whole lot of new programs. We're trying to spend most of our time, you know, improving what we have. I think we offer a lot for students. We offer a lot for the community, and so we're trying to really focus on what we've done so far. There is one that I'm pretty excited about, and something we've been trying to get back into our grade school for a while is outdoor education for our fifth grade. And so this will be our first year in a long time of doing outdoor education. We plan for that to take place this spring. And it was a grant that allows us to do that. So again, pretty exciting to make that happen.
Now, would that be for a certain time of the year?
Yes, yes. Now, a lot of the curriculum that we will be using will lead up to the outdoor ed experience. It will be three consecutive days in the spring. We haven't scheduled the exact time yet. But yes, as we get into the school year, our science and social studies and other curriculum areas will be working on materials that will be used pretty exclusively during that outdoor ed time.
And so
it really is an all-year program, but the actual bulk of the activity takes place in 3 days in the spring.
And what age range is this for?
This will be fifth grade only.
And
it will be fifth grade.
So will they be traveling around the area?
Most of our travel will be local. We're going to try to keep the first year within Douglas County. Students will most likely be doing activities in local areas, like we have Ford's Pond. We have our land lab out east of town, museums, fish hatcheries, a number of different of resources that are fairly close, knowing that outdoor ed is great and getting them out to someplace where they can camp is great also, but knowing that you lose a lot of time traveling when you do that stuff. So we're hoping at least in this first year to keep it local, and we'll be using local resources.
So you mentioned that new program. Are there ones that you would like to add in the future?
There's always things we'd like to add, Kyle, but like I said, I think, you know, I have staff that are always looking for new things to do, but again, we've kind of made the decision that at this point, we really want to focus on what we do well and make those things better. You know, we have added and been working on our medical pathways. I think I've talked about this in previous years. We want to continue to improve that. You know, again, our CTE programs, and we do have a very fledgling culinary program at our middle school, and we want to concentrate on growing that and maybe improving some facilities around that. So, again, nothing that we're pushing new this year, just really trying to work on those ones we've established and make them stronger.
Talk about partnerships with Umpqua Community College or other colleges.
We have a really good partnership with Umpqua Community College, and we do partner with some other community colleges for college credit classes. In particular, with Umpqua Community College, they do help provide some of the coursework for our medical pathway program at the school district. And then we do have a fairly substantial number of students who participate in their Friday Academy, which for us, we have students in the automotive section. We have students in the nursing assistant program, fire science, and art. While it isn't a huge number of students, that Friday Academy does encompass 10 students. And by participating in that through the course of a year, they're able to gain 3 credits towards UCC. So, again, and then we also have a lot of our students take college credit classes through UCC that are taught by our own instructors here. And then we also, UCC has been very flexible. Sometimes in middle to small schools, you have problems with scheduling teachers and getting students the classes they need. And so this year we are contracting with UCC to provide a physics class for our students. So a lot of cooperation there. We actually do also have some classes through Blue Mountain Community College and Klamath Community College also.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District, the interview of podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. The back-to-school series continues tomorrow. Superintendent Don Wensley of Camas Valley Charter School will be on the program. Today we're checking out the Sutherland School District and Superintendent Terry Prestiani. They're about 3 weeks into the school year. You were mentioning some of the partnerships with Umpqua Community College and other colleges. Do you plan to do more of those to increase the number of partnerships and things you're doing cooperatively with colleges?
Yes, if those opportunities become available, we certainly will. I think UCC has become very flexible in the last couple of years and are really working pretty hard to provide opportunities for local school districts. And as far as expanding, we did expand this year with, again, the need to provide a physics class for our students. So any more of those opportunities that arise or are needed, we would definitely consider partnering with them more. So yes, we definitely will look for those in the future.
Do you feel like there's kind of a shift in education, anything that you're tracking in general?
You know, I think I've talked about this before. I think that public education is going to have to make some changes as we continue to see, it become extremely difficult to find qualified or certified teachers. We've been lucky, and here in the district, many of the teachers that we've hired we've grown our own through coming up from maybe just being a volunteer or an instructional assistant, and staff members going and getting their degrees and coming back. We've also really worked hard and have a large number of our teachers are former students who've graduated from Sutherland and have come back. I think that's got to be a big shift. I think we really need to focus on that. To be honest, I think there are many of the teachers who are out there might be looking for jobs in other places, the Portland metro area, the Willamette Valley. And so really focusing on students who have graduated from here and want to come back is super important, not only for Sutherland, but the entire county. I think also that the teacher shortage is going to require districts to be much more creative in how we offer courses. And again, that could be, an example of what we're doing with UCC because of our physics class. So, I see some things changing. I don't know what that shift looks like, but there's going to be some big changes in the next 3 to 5 years.
With your facilities, do you have any big projects happening this school year?
So we finished up a few projects this summer. We did some parking lot renovations and changing some traffic direction at our high school. We did several roofing projects. We do have a seismic retrofit grant that we hope to be implementing next summer. That will be our middle school gymnasium. Last summer, we finished the classroom wings at the middle school. And so next summer, we hope to be doing the retrofit on our middle school gymnasium. And we're always looking at facilities improvements, but those are the big ones that we have on slate right now.
It seems like those seismic grants are a big deal because there's not a lot of places to get that level of capital for those types of projects.
Exactly, and I think Douglas County, our schools have done a good job with that. This will be our second seismic, and we will be applying for other projects. We have another application period coming up in, I think, December, so we'll be applying for that. And yes, they are very helpful, and we saw a lot of good positive changes to our middle school when we did it.
Do you see any future project needs in terms of facilities?
Oh, yes, I think we are. Our buildings are, we're keeping up as best we possibly can. We know that our West Intermediate School lacks a lot, especially in the area of ADA compliance and infrastructure. So we're going to continue to use the grants as much as we can. We currently are in the process of polling the community to see again some of the how they feel about our facilities and what they are, if they're willing to support some facility changes in the future. We've been working with a couple of different groups and had some community input over the last year and a half. So, yeah, we're going to continue to look at that. We know that we have infrastructure needs that need to get replaced, and we're going to keep focusing on that.
What about the sports facilities? I know more districts are going to turf for football, soccer, and other things, and even to have the flexibility of using one field for more than one sport. Where are you guys at on that?
So we had, I think, our turf football field has been there for right at 8 years, 8 or 9 years, and it's proved to be a good investment. Most of the funding for that came through Booster Club. The district did support it financially in the end a little bit. So we do have that one field. It does get a lot of use. Football, soccer, all play on it, practice on it, and it does get a lot of use. At this time, we don't have any plans for any more turf fields. But again, field space in Sutherland is limited, and it's very difficult for community groups like Sutherland Valley Rec and others to access playing fields. So they use ours a lot. And so we focused a little bit on trying to improve other fields besides the turf field. So there's always a need for more athletic fields.
Every school district has a board of directors. Talk about the role of your board, maybe anything in particular they're especially working on this school year.
We've had a goal or several goals for the last few years, and they really focus on facility improvement, not necessarily replacing facilities, but having a good solid plan, 5-year plan for improving what we do have. And that includes applying for the seismic grants and other things. And then also focusing on helping our staff to improve student engagement, providing opportunities for students to get out of the classroom, supporting FFA and their trips to nationals, anything of that nature. So we've really spent a lot of time looking at student engagement and what we can do to improve our facilities.
Now, you've been in the district how many years now?
I believe this is 12 or 13.
And how many years in education?
This should be year 34.
So a long career. What's some of the bigger changes you've seen since you started?
It's kind of what I've said earlier. I think the shift in how difficult it is to find staff members, I think that's been one of the biggest shifts. I think also adjusting to the fact that the world has changed and we need to be flexible and change with how our students change and how our community changes. I think that's been the most difficult thing to do. I think we're pretty good at that here in Sutherland, but again, we just have to be very cautious and thoughtful as we move forward. So, it's always been a little bit of a financial struggle for schools over the course of the last 30, 40 years that I've been doing this. So I think those are, some of the biggest challenges, but it certainly is nice to know that we have the community we have here in Sutherland and all of Douglas County. So it's for the most part, it's been great.
Do you feel like students have reengaged more in the last couple of years following the pandemic?
Yeah, I would think so. I think so. The number of students that we have engaged in clubs like drama, music, band, choir, have FFA have increased dramatically. Our athletic teams are probably the largest we've had in a while, at least in the last 5 or 6 years. So I do believe they are expanding, yes.
All right, Superintendent Terry Prestiani, a look at what's going on in the Sutherland School District. Terry, thanks for being on.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate it.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.